Support for this public radio podcast comes from Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 9th of October, 2007. It's the birthday of John Lennon, born in Liverpool, England, 1940. Formed his first rock band in high school called The Quarrymen, and was performing with them at a church social in the summer of 1957 when a boy in the audience named Paul McCartney saw John Lennon for the first time. McCartney later said he was impressed by how tough Lennon looked on stage, like he was challenging the audience to a fight, whereas in fact Lennon had gotten into a fight with his aunt earlier in the evening, and he was standing up on stage and glaring at her while he sang. They became friends later that night, and they formed the band that became the Beatles. It's the birthday of the novelist Michael Palmer, born in Springfield, Massachusetts, 1942. He was an emergency room doctor and started reading a lot of suspense novels because they helped him to relax. And then, even though he was working 100 hours a week, he wrote his own first novel, The Sisterhood. It came out in 1982 about a secret society of killer nurses, and it became a bestseller. His most recent suspense novel is The Fifth Vial. It came out this year. It's the birthday of the historian Bruce Catton, born in Petoskey, Michigan, 1899. He was a newspaper man, stumbled on some regimental histories in a used bookstore with information about Civil War soldiers. At a time when Civil War historians had focused on the commanders and the grand strategies of the war, and nobody had tried to tell the story of the war from the ordinary soldiers' points of view. So Bruce Catton gathered up diaries and letters and newspapers of the period and set out to write a trilogy of books about the Army of the Potomac. Had a hard time getting the first two volumes published because his publishers believed that nobody was interested in Civil War history anymore. But when the third volume, A Stillness at Appomattox, came out in 1953, it won both the Pulitzer Prize for History and the National Book Award. Bruce Catton, who said, "I'm not a historian, I am a reporter." And it's the birthday of Charles Walgreen, born near Galesburg, Illinois, 1873, who founded his first drugstore in Chicago on the South Side in 1891. Here's a poem for today by Cheryl Denise, entitled "They'll." They'll take your soul and put it in a suit, fit you in boxes under labels, make you look like the Joneses. They'll tell you, go a little blonder, suggest sky blue tinted contact lenses, conceal that birthmark under your chin. They'll urge you to have babies, get fulfilled. They'll say marriage is easy, flowers from thorn hills are all you need to keep it together. They'll push you to go ahead, borrow a few more grand, build a dream house. Your boys need Nikes, your girls cheerleading, and all you need is your job, 9 to 5 in the same place. They'll order you never to cry in southern states and never, ever dance in the rain. They'll repeat all the things your preschool teacher said in that squeaky, too tight voice. And when you slowly let them go, crack your suit, ooze your soul in the sun, when you run through the woods with your dog, read poems to swaying cornfields, pray in tall red oaks, they'll whisper and pretend you're crazy. A poem entitled "They'll" by Cheryl Denise from her collection I Saw God Dancing, published by Dreamseeker Books and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country You can find it online at AmericanLifeInPoetry.org. Our technical director is Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.